Hiya, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. And welcome back to another great episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. My name is Kelton, and I'm one of your hosts for this evening. With me, I've got Steph. Steph, you want to go ahead and say hello?
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
And I've got Brooks as well. Brooks, how you doing?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
There we go. Well, as you guys could tell, there's only three of us tonight because Kara is out. I know she had some booking she needed to finish for some of our clients out there. So she is not going to be joining us on this one. But that's okay because we still have a great topic for you guys. Tonight, we are going to be talking about Universal Orlando. That's right. That one theme park that's just up the road. So for Universal Orlando, we'll start with some just kind of what they got going on, the news, some of the specials they've got running. So Brooks, you got the what are the featured offers right now for Universal Orlando?
So right now the featured offers that they have for Universal Orlando is they actually have some great deals going on right now. Number one is you can save up to $659 on a 4-night stay at Lowe's Portofino's Bay Hotel.
Port Orleans, that was a close one there.
Yeah. We got to bring Disney into this.
It may sound like I can speak Spanish. I can barely speak English. But the Portofino Bay Hotel... it's a fabulous hotel. It is unbelievably nice.
You know, I know we're going to get into this in just a little, but you know what, the theming at Universal is still, I mean, it's
top notch.
Disney's got theming, but Universal does as well. I mean, cause the Portofino Bay Hotel is actually themed. I think it was towards like a, almost like an Italy.
Amalfi Coast.
Thank you.
You got the Amalfi Coast kind of theming to it. You know, you're right on the lake, if you will. You got boats there. You got musicians at night. I mean, it's just a very authentic Italian style resort. That's really immersive in its own way. And a very, very beautiful resort to stay at if you haven't. But take it away, Brooks.
But this deal is, like I say, you can save up to $659. That's on a 4-night stay in a garden view room. And you can purchase from one of our fabulous travel agents from now to August 8th of 2023. And that's traveling from June 2nd to August 12th. Universal also has right now a great ticket deal. If you purchase a 2-park, 2-day ticket, you get 3 additional days for free.
Hot
so you can get
dog.
3 whole days of awesomeness for free.
2 for $5. Wow. Can't get better than that, really.
No, I don't think you can.
Unless you're a Florida resident, of course.
just rub it in, Steph, with these Florida deals. We'll get to those Florida deals because there's another deal that's for us non-Floridians.
Hello.
Flow ride-ins that you can get. It's a save up to 30% off of a 3-park, 5-night vacation package. And that is...
What's the third park?
So that third park is actually a great water park, Volcano Bay. And you can stay in the... You can stay at Cabana Bay Beach Resort and have a view of the Volcano Bay water park.
So, and if I understand that correctly, Cammie, can you walk? Like, does Cabana Bay have like a back? They have their own entrance. I mean,
Yes, they do have
how
a
could you not like Cabana Bay?
entry to Volcano Bay from Cabana Bay. But those deals are good from May the 25th through towards the end of December, with only blackout dates of November 22nd through November 26th.
I think that's Thanksgiving week. Watch, that's
It is.
probably
Yes.
Thanksgiving week.
Wow, that's a pretty long discount or offer that they're promoting.
So,
So,
what about those? You were talking about
yeah,
some
you mentioned
Florida
those.
resident deals, Florida
Oh,
deals,
listen,
Steph.
we will book trips for anyone, no matter where you live. But for my Florida peeps, shout out to you guys. We have a fantastic Florida residence. Buy a day, get 2 days free, with a two park. One with a two park, 1 day park to park promo ticket. You basically get 3 days for the price of one. I mean, can it get any better than that? No, we cannot. So,
Just
not for
rub it
Universal.
in that you live in Florida and get these amazing deals.
I
Now,
wonder if my job will let me go remote so I can move back to Florida.
sometimes it, Florida residents have some perks, I'm not gonna lie. I
I
will
mean, you
say
just
though
have to deal
that
with the Florida men all the time
and the heat
and the
I can never
gators.
escape it. Oh yeah, absolutely. And the mosquitoes, especially during summertime, and the unpredictable weather, the snow, the storms, the hurricanes. But I will say this, that those that Florida resident ticket promotion does end on September 29th of this year. So you can go with those 3 day tickets. You have no limit as to when you can use them as long as they're used up by the end of September. So it's pretty good if you wanted to, as a Florida resident, break up your trip, go maybe a day in June, maybe a couple days in August. You really have flexibility with those tickets that you might not have anywhere else. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Disney.
Ooh, throwing shade to the other
And the
park.
gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Well, anyways, no, that's a great way to start just covering some very simple and quick offers that Universal
I
has
mean,
to
there really are
offer.
great promotions for the summertime. So if you're really looking for some last minute summer vacation plans, Universal's a great option for the family and affordable between the tickets and the hotel discounts. And for those of you that don't know, if you book a trip to Universal with a travel agent, you automatically get early access to the parks. So that is a perk that you do get in the event that you, by whatever reason, you might not stay on Universal property. You can still get the perk just by booking with a travel agent.
And we're going to insert, the plug for Fairy Tale Journeys Travel, because we are all three of us, well, four including Kara, we all four of us are travel agents with the best travel agency out there, Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
A
Can't say
platinum
that.
agency, platinum
Great.
earmarked agency.
So you ready to go ahead and let's dive in. Now we're only going to talk. Really, we're going to dive into just Universal Orlando. So I'll quick just talk about, we also do book Universal Hollywood out there in California. So I just know the three of us have not been out there yet. We are
And
really
neither does
hoping,
Kara. Gotta
Kara,
mention Kara. She hasn't been either.
she hasn't been either. So we're really hoping that maybe an ex all expenses paid trip, so we can report on it maybe down the
Susanna, if
line.
you're listening.
So we'll get out there at some point. But no, today's episode, we're just strictly looking at Universal Studios Orlando.
But I'll quickly
So.
mention that for the most part, the Universal Studios Hollywood is very similar to the Universal Orlando Resort. And I want to say that one of the only real qualities that the Hollywood Resort has that the Universal Orlando doesn't, is that they do have a backlot tour that you can add to your trip when you go out there. So would that be interesting to go watch and see some back behind the scenes, I mean, stages for some of your favorite movies? Absolutely. But
I would.
yeah,
Yes.
right? It's pretty cool. But we're not going to dive any more into Hollywood. We're going to stick right here in my backyard, Orlando.
Oh, do I miss that statement right there? My backyard. So before we actually go into the theme parks, let's start with the outside, right? So when you call us, you'll say, Kelton, Steph, Brooks, I want to go to Universal Orlando. I want to stay on Universal property. Where am I going to stay? You know what? That's a great question. So we're going to tell you. So Universal has four different, I guess, categories for their hotels. So you got your premier hotels, which there are three of them. You got a preferred hotel. You got your prime value, and then your values. Brooks, would you like to talk about any of them? Or I can talk about them. I don't know if these people want to hear me talk all episode.
So I will say the mo my most recent trip to Universal, my wife and I stayed at both of the value resorts, which are Endless Summer Dockside and also Endless Summer Surfside. And both of those
Man.
are considered quote unquote value, but when you walk in, even though it says it's a value resort, you walk in and nothing feels value
Far from
about
it,
it.
right?
When my wife and I went, it was during we actually I actually did the Run Disney half marathon Princess weekend, but neither my wife and I at that time had ever been Universal, so say let's experience it all while we're there. So the first night we actually stayed off property at a hotel that was roughly about the same prices as these other two value resorts. And I will not mention the name of the hotel that we stayed at the first night, but as soon as we walked in, let's just say the bathroom had not been cleaned.
Oh, gasp.
Yes. And
Yuck.
I had to clean it myself. But
Jaw
nobody
drop.
wants nobody
Yes.
wants to do that on vacation.
No, not especially then waking up 2 o'clock in the morning and running 13.1 miles. But so
Nope.
like I said, these are listed as value resorts and nothing feels value about them. The
Just that
beds
price
are,
tag. That's it.
yes, that's the only thing that's considered value is the price tag. The beds are extremely comfy. You have great food. You have great amenities. These hotels are not small either. They have a ton of room. Dockside goes to a lot of people do will have their conferences around there, and I saw a lot of business people that were not going to the parks at all, staying at Dockside. They have great pools, and it's close to the parks. They have the travel to where you could use the buses to get to the parks, and it was only maybe a 10-minute bus ride to get the City Walk.
See, you gotta
And
give Universal props for what they're doing. They are doing their absolute best. And
yes.
honestly, I think they're killing it. They're killing it.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was both my wife and I was like, if we ever come to Orlando again and we're not going to the parks, we'll just go and stay at one of these hotels anyway because of the price tag and also just the comfort of it.
Now, I want to make a comment right here about the price tag and the comfort. The great thing about Universal's Endless Summer Resort, Dockside, and Surfside Inn and Suites is that, if you're trying to do a big family trip, you can get a suite, a 2-bedroom suite that sleeps up to 6 people for a starting price of $144 per night plus tax. That's just, I mean, you don't see prices like that, especially when you're to get something like that for a big family. I mean, how many times, as travel agents, we can tell you normally rooms hold up to 4. sometimes five. To get a six, you're not going to find a six person bedroom for that price and the quality that you get with Universal as well.
Absolutely not.
But on that note, there are more options at Universal.
Oh, yes. That's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, on top of that, you got your prime value resorts, which are Universal's Adventure Hotel and Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort, which we talked about.
Aventura.
Aventura.
Universal's Aventura. I mean, listen, it is an adventure going to Universal, so you're not far off, but the name is Universal's Aventura Hotel. Sorry, Kelton.
No, you're okay. Like we said, can barely speak English, and yet we're hosting podcasts.
My speech therapist from middle school would be thrilled.
Adventura. Universal's Adventura. I sound so fancy when I say it. Adventura. Something
listen,
like that.
It is a beautiful... resort, though.
I've heard it's gorgeous.
I mean, and not only is it beautiful and it has these ceiling to floor windows, but you also have some great amenities there. Like, you have a rooftop lounge. I have yet to actually visit, but I've heard great things about it.
Hello, Florida sunsets from up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Date night. Come on. But that's Universal Aventura. And then there's also Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort, which, again, a very, very popular, great option for families because the Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort has fantastic theming. It's takes you back to the 1950s and the 1960s Florida-style theme, if you will. And you've got two massive pools for kids of all ages, and I mean kids of all ages, a lazy river, a bowling alley, and so much more for you to actually be able to enjoy the resort without having to go to the parks if you wanted to have a day to just kind of unwind and soak up the sun. Universal's Cabana Bay really has just a brilliant design, and it's very affordable for families. Again, you can get a family suite that sleeps up to six people with a starting price of $180 per night plus tax.
Not bad at all.
I'd say so.
Cabana Bay has got that. Is it like 50s and 60s type of, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That architecture inspired by the classic Florida beach resort. Mm-hmm.
Come on. I love the neon lights outside. The Cabana Bay sign, probably one of my favorites. There's just something about it.
And again, we mentioned before, you could also get, they also have rooms at Cabana Bay where you can open up your window in the morning and see Volcano Bay. That's one of my wife's dream hotel stays is she wants a Volcano Bay room almost more than anything.
Now, I'll say this. I mean, all of the resorts are great for families or getaways, couple getaways, or, you know, if you're traveling solo, no matter what, the hotels are great for you. But I'll say, you know, I feel like Universal Aventura, oh my gosh, you got me all tongue-tied now, Kelton. I'd say that Aventura Hotel would be such a perfect couple's escape. And then I'd say Cabana Bay is more family-oriented. Mind you, this is, you know, you'll be in great, great, great standings no matter what resort you go to. But that's kind of the theme for these that I would say is the best way to match, you know, our clients.
From what I've seen, the Aventura Hotel. The pictures I've seen.
We'll get it by the end of the night.
I will. From the pictures I've seen, I mean, it looks just absolutely gorgeous. But speaking of other gorgeous hotels, we have the preferred category for Universal Orlando, and there's only one in this one, but it's the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort. With this being new, now I have not visited a lot of these because I've been gone for 7 years from Florida, but I've also heard amazing things about this one, and they even stretch the canal so you can take a ferry to City Walk, as well.
Who doesn't like a good boat ride?
Hello, one of my when I stay at the, you know, some of the other resorts down the road, that's one of my favorite things is, you know, going on the boat of some sort to wherever it is I'm going. And so that's one of the things I really like about you know, Sapphire Falls. So,
but thing too, I haven't mentioned, and this is something that's important to me, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned it until now, is just the food the restaurants, food lounges, restaurants. Each of these resorts have their own themed restaurants, or theme's not the right word. They have these restaurants that are catered to the style, the ambiance that each of these resorts encompass. And you really can't go wrong with the food at Universal. You've got every cuisine you could think of. I can't remember if Lois is the one that has, oh lordy, strong water. Is that the one that it's called? Do you guys remember? If not, it doesn't matter.
I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Point is, you don't even need to leave your resort to have a good meal, to have a quality experience wherever you stay. Food, pool, water taxi. Low Sapphire Falls is definitely a great resort. And did you know that if you bundle your hotel and your tickets, you can actually save with Universal Vacation Packages. Us as travel agents can actually cater each of these packages to you depending on what it is that you're trying to get out of these Universal vacations. So something to keep in mind, especially for our Harry Potter fans. We'll get more to it later, but there are packages just for you.
There definitely is. So we're going to wrap up the hotels here.
Absolutely.
Premier hotels, the top of the top. This is like, you know, the bee's knees here when it comes to staying at Universal. You've got Lowe's, correct me if I'm wrong, Steph, Portofino Bay.
You got it.
Lowe's Royal Pacific Resort, actually probably my favorite resort. And of course, the Hard Rock Hotel. Like, they've all, you know, we talked about Portofino Bay earlier with the offer that they're running right now for Universal. But Lowe's Royal Pacific, I mean, you got that tropical theming. I'm a big Jimmy Buffett fan, so his seaplane is sitting out in the water. They've got luau's. They even have local craft beer there as well. As you can tell, I did my research on that one because it's my favorite. But then, of course, you got the Hard Rock Hotel. Who doesn't love the Hard Rock Hotel? Of course, theming after more of a California-style rock star type of thing. So, and I hear they pump music in the pool. So when you go underwater, mm-hmm. you can actually hear yep. music. So little extra things, why not?
But and we did mention the Portofino earlier. So I don't know if you guys wanted to add anything more to that, but I did want to say, Kelton, I think I cut you off and I'm so sorry about that. One of my favorite things about staying at one of these premier resorts is that when you book these resorts, you automatically get, with your booking, a free Universal Express Unlimited Pass, which is a yes. $129 value per person that you get included at these resorts. I mean, when you're talking about a resort that's starting at $325, not including tax, you know, we got $372, not including tax, and $388, not including tax. Then you add on that you get free Universal Express Pass. You also get, of course, as I mentioned earlier, early access to the parks. And with all of these resorts, you're walking distance to all the parks, really. It is the creme de la creme when it comes to Universal Resorts. And one last thing I wanted to add before we kind of wrap up the resort segment, and if you boys wanted to say something else, by all means. Going back to the theming, for my kiddos out there or my Jurassic Parks fanatics, Universal does a fantastic job at theming their rooms. We talked about the overall theming of some of these resorts, but I want to bring up the fact that you can have such an immersive experience in your room We've got a minion room decked out for children where the beds are little, what is that? Little spaceships, if you will, from the minion movies. The rockets. Thank you. Appreciate it. Then you also have Jurassic theme park rooms Jurassic where World. Jurassic World, Jurassic Park, both. I don't know. Is it both? Or no, is it just Jurassic World?
There it's just different. That's like calling a Star Wars fan a Star Trek fan. Like
you're right, you're right.
Different Demo franchises. Words right
there. Listen, I love Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, and I should have known better. That being said, you can sleep in one of the orbs from the Jurassic World amusement park from the movie. Did I get that right?
I'm glad you said, because I would not have known. I would have said like a sphere or a ball of something, not an orb.
An orb. I just like saying that word, I guess. But I can't lie. The theming that Universal does, it's unique, it's fun, and it's great for the family for any age. I mean, you come on now, rock and roll themed hotel, can't go wrong.
And then also at Hard Rock, you can live like a rock star. And correct me if I'm wrong, you can even have instruments brought to your room and play them.
Can you really?
Oh, that's a fun night. I think you're right, Brooks.
Neighbors of the rooms. I mean,
they have to have extra soundproofing.
And I was going to say, there is one thing I cannot shred on a guitar worth a darn. Not even a little bit.
What about a drum?
Nope.
No. I think I should also mention that the Hard Rock Hotel is located on City Walk. Now, for those of you that don't know what City Walk is, it's Universal's own pleasure island, if you will.
Go for it. Take it away. Don't you go for it. Tell us about City Walk.
Tell us all right, about well, City Donuts. I mean City Walk.
Voodoo Donuts.
You're making me laugh, Brooks. I need to focus here. City Walk is a great place for families. It's the entrance, the gateway to both Universal and Islands of Adventure amusement parks. And we'll get to those shortly. Theme parks. What did I say? Amusement parks?
Uh-huh. This isn't Six Flags.
I'm doing terrible right now. So City Walk is a great place to go visit a multitude of restaurants with different cuisines. You've got fast food as well. You've got stores alike. You've got...
There's just entertainment there as well, because they've got that big stage there.
Mm-hmm, the little amphitheater.
There was somebody that used to host. They would do like one episode a year, kind of like how we talked about with American Idol and Idol Lonnie. There was a show, and I wish I could remember it. Maybe Kelly Clarkson, or it could have been Ellen DeGeneres. I don't remember who it was, but used to have, you know, one episode filmed at City Walk in Orlando.
Not surprising.
Not when you have the Hard Rock Cafe as your background.
And you also have a great nightlife there, too, for those that are wanting to go to a club, or I think they have karaoke bar there, too. They have some
Rising Star. Some.
There you go. And then there's also mini golf there. Sorry, Brooks. I would love to hear you karaoke.
I tried so hard to get my wife to let me go into Rising Star, and it was a no-go.
Let's just do it live there, guys. Come on.
I think this would, like, from one of the booths, we'll just live it, and I'm not getting up there. The episode zero, I can't sing. Oh, no, it was episode one, whatever it was, I can't sing.
I mean, maybe, I'm not singing. Kelton, maybe August 20th through 22nd? I mean, I don't know.
Ooh. Oh, we might. I'm still not singing. But anyway.
Wait, what did I miss here? What's happening in August?
Kelton and I may be or may not be at the other park at the same time in August.
Wait, what days? Because I'm going in August. Oh, we'll talk about this afterwards. Oh my gosh, I just got so excited.
So now let's dive in. When we talked about City Walk, they got restaurants, they got entertainment, they got things to do. It's almost like we are standing at the entrance to, oh my gosh, in Epcot at the World Showcase. Are we going left or are we going right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the luxury of getting these tickets that are park to park is you can visit both. So
phenomenal. So we're going to go left because we start in Mexico in this family. So we're going to start at Islands
Whoa,
of Adventure.
Whoa, A.
All right.
So
kudos to the Canadian.
So let's talk about Islands of Adventure since I do have it pulled up. Islands of Adventure has technically seven themed lands. I call it six. I don't classify Port of Entry as really a themed land.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess Main Street USA is technically a themed land. So we'll go with seven on this one.
Let's be technical.
We'll go technical. We got Port of Entry, Seuss Landing, Marvel Superhero Island. We have Jurassic Park, my personal favorite.
Oh, yeah.
The Lost Continent, Toon Lagoon. But last, and certainly not least, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade. Or Hogsmeade.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, all within, of course, every land has their own attractions, and it would take me a minute here to get through them because my internet is extremely slow. So we'll start with Marvel Island. You've got the Hulk. You've got, I believe it's called Storm. Is that that's the spinning one? You've got Doctor Doom's Free Fall, which is always a great one. And then of course,
not for me.
You don't like Doctor Doom's Free Fall?
Oh, listen, I love a good thrill ride. Cannot do drop towers. That's where I kind of draw the line.
I get that. I go on it because it's, you know, softened a little bit for little kids, so I'm not as scared.
Hey, you beat me. You at least can go on it. I chicken out.
And then, the amazing adventures of Spider-Man.
Classic.
Good old-fashioned 3D or 4D, whatever it is now.
Yeah, one of the best 3D rides, and it's been around forever.
It mm-hmm. is. That I think that mm-hmm. started the big push for 3D. So
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Because that has been there for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But going around the circle, you got mm-hmm. Toon Lagoon. You got Toon Lagoon is a Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls. That's kind of a tongue twister for me. The Mies Ship and the Olive and Popeye and Bluto's Bilge Rat Barges. That's kind of a tongue twister for me as well.
Now, let's just say real quick that these are great options for a really hot summer day if you're trying to get a little bit of a cool down.
That is all. I mean, that is all. But that with Dudley Do-Rights, that's, I mean, to mm-hmm. watch them come down, they move fast down those chutes.
And you get, like, by the bridge, you know, for the little kids, they can put in the little scents and try and get people wet with those water guns by the bridge, which is always a fun time just to be able to get people more wet.
what a great way for Universal Orlando to just take a little bit more money from you. 25 cents at a time.
Yeah.
But moving around, my favorite land, the best land of all. Jurassic Park. So we've got not really an attraction, but I guess it kind of is, the Jurassic Park Discovery Center, where John Hammond spared no expense. You have Camp Jurassic, which is actually Camp Jurassic and Pteranodon Flyers. It hits home to me because that's actually when I worked at Universal, that's where I worked. I actually worked Aww. At Pteranodon Flyers. And for any of our Universal fans out there, you know, as an adult, that how hard it is to get on Pteranodon Flyers. Like you have to have a child within the height to actually ride the attraction. Unless, of course, you're a team member working Pteranodon Flyers, then you get to ride it open. You know, when you open the attraction and when you close it. So
that's I feel like that's a thrill ride for children because you're really high up in the air. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but. Wowza, I remember writing it and thinking, I'm pretty high. My feet are dangling.
It was a thrill ride for a 24-year-old man who, you know, would open or close the attraction. So it was because you don't get to do the things like that. So that one's always fun. Then you got the old classic Jurassic Park River Adventure. That T-Rex just coming down at you at the end. You have the new Raptor encounter. And then the big attraction. Oh my gosh. The Jurassic World Velocicoaster. I almost had a brain fart on the head attraction. Like, what is wrong with me right now?
When I tell you that I am a huge roller coaster junkie, I love a good roller coaster. I've been, you know, lucky enough to go on many roller coasters in my life in different places. This ride blew my mind. I waited, and you know, I want to say overall, like, the lines at Universal do go pretty fast. It's fantastic. I waited at Velocicoaster more than any other ride when I went, and honestly, worth every minute. The thrill of that ride, I mean, I won't, you know, say any spoilers for those that haven't been on the ride, but when you are hovering over the water specifically, there is nothing like that. Highly, highly recommend it.
I've heard great things about it. But before we go on, I want to back up because I completely forgot an attraction and a land. And we're talking about Skull Island and the Reign of Kong. I remember going on it when it first opened, and it just skipped my mind just like that.
Do you like that one?
No.
Not me neither.
I'm not a fan of it. And what I really hate, and this is I have a very strong dislike. I do not like the queue at all. Because
it's creepy.
We will find out later on that, and I had the opportunity to work Halloween Horror Nights. I refused to work in the houses. I do not do scary things. I don't watch scary movies. So kind of when it's Halloween time, they will sometimes put extra team members in the queue. And not about that life at all. Not even a little bit.
Well, Halloween Horror Nights, yeah. It's quite the thrill, but we'll get to it later. But I'm glad we're all I'm glad we're on the same page, though, that, you know, Universal has some great attractions. Kong, it's lacking.
I know. But don't worry, because we have the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Hogsmeade coming up right now. So our attractions in this one are, of course, the Flight of the Hippogriff. And Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. You also have the Hogwarts Express Hogsmeade Station. Very important on that one, because you have to have a park-to-park ticket to ride it. Mm-hmm. You also have, of course, the one that everybody loves to go to because it's in Hogwarts, is Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. That's quite the attraction itself. And I'm still a little sour that they took out Dueling Dragons. Very sour about that.
Yes, that was a classic. But Hagrid's motorbike? Can never motorbike remember. Adventure. Thank you. that right there is quite the ride. I mean, listen, do I love Velocicoaster? Yes, I do. I think it's the best ride. But Hagrid's, another banger. For thrill seekers, a lot. What?
It's a hot dog. Sorry. We watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in this house quite a bit. It's just stuck in my head.
No worries. But Hagrid's is one of those.
In my head. And another one.
And another one.
Oh. Hey. Well. Yeah, just keep it going, Kelton. Keep the train going.
Do we even count the Lost Continent? I mean, it has the Mystic Fountain. Now, what it was? Was it
Sinbad's getting
that was here before? I can't remember.
That sounds really familiar. But I mean, the one that they just closed.
The Eighth Voyage of Sinbad is actually what it was called. Yep.
Thanks for looking that up. But they just closed down the. Which one was it? Oh my gosh. Drawing a blank here. Poseidon. Could that be? Poseidon that might be it.
Poseidon.
That one. Yes. They just closed that one in May.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's closed it.
Officially closed it.
Because whenever we went, it was still closed. You actually went through Poseidon's in order to get to Hagrid whenever we went.
I did not know that. Well, that's kind of a bummer. But hopefully there's, better things coming along with that. And with better things coming, here comes Seuss Landing. Oh, we've got the good old-fashioned carousel, or carousel.
You did a great job.
This stuff. If I ran the Zoom, we got Oh, the Stories You'll Hear. One of my favorites, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Then you have the Cat in the Hat and the Highway in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride. I swear, the cat, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. That's, I think every park has something along that line. So, yeah, that's a, and with Seuss Landing, that kind of brings us right back around to the land that we don't know if it's truly land or not, Port of Entry. So,
yeah. Now, I wanted to just throw in there that there are two ways to get to each park, in this particular instance, Onset Adventure and Universal Studios. You can either go through City Walk, or if we bring it back to Hogsmeade, you can actually take the Hogwarts Express and be on, Hogwarts Express, and take that over to Platform 9 3/4 over at Universal Studios. Did I really just say that? I messed that up? Did I really mess it up?
No. Platform 9 3/4 at King's Cross Station.
Got
it. You got to say it with an English accent.
I can barely speak Southern, so
this is true.
I just thought I messed that one up. Jeez.
No, you did not. You didn't mess anything up.
Thanks, Brooks. I appreciate the plug-in. But so what's fantastic about the Hogwarts Express? Each way has a different, show that you can see while in your cabin. So it has its unique trip, whatever way you're going to. And it's really worth getting that park-to-park ticket just for that experience alone. Now,
even if you're not a Harry Potter fan, that experience
is incredible. It's a cool attraction.
It really is.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just so immersive.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So that takes you to Platform 9 3/4 at Brooks.
King's Cross Station.
And takes you over to Kelton.
Diagon Alley. Great segment. Let's dig into Universal Orlando. So we'll just start smack dab there in the center, right in the back of the theme park, Diagon Alley. So as Steph was saying, you have the Hogwarts Express at Platform 9 3/4, King's Cross Station. You've got a couple of experiences. I mean, you got all of the Ollivander's experience, so going to buy your own wand type of thing. You've got, I'm not even going to try that. A couple of shows out there here for some entertainment. The big attraction, Diagon Alley, being Harry Potter and The Escape from Gringotts. I remember when this ride opened. Oh, wow.
It's incredible.
That is a top-notch attraction. I mean, just the fact, I love it because, well, go on it. you'll know exactly what it is we're talking about.
When we talk about how Universal has really stepped up their game with theming, the queue in Escape from Green Gods is, whenever I go, I almost wish it is busy so I can spend time in the queue in Green Gods so I can look around and just take it all in. Because if you get an experience where it's not super busy and you have to kind of rush through everything, you want to kind of slow down and try to look. So when it's busy, you can take the time and look at all the different things that they throw in that you're just, again, the immersiveness, the theming of it.
The theme is phenomenal.
And then also when you talk about going to Oleander's and getting your wand, there's plenty there. You can use that wand and there's different interactive places throughout, you know, Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley, to where you can use those wands and have different experiences.
Did you know you can even go down Nocturne? It's Nocturne Alley as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I do. So we're going to leave Diagon Alley right now. We're going to head on over.
Where are we
to
going,
what
Kelsey?
They classify as New York. Good old New York, as for, or whatever Frank Sinatra would say.
Hey, we're walking here. Come on.
So for the attractions you have in the New York area, you've got the Revenge of the Mummy. What a classic attraction that is. You've got the Race Through New York starring Jimmy Fallon. I hear that's pretty decent.
It's not bad.
It really is a cool little ride.
And it's a very, we keep talking about these queues, but a queue can really make or break a ride. I don't know if, you know.
It really can. Oh, yeah.
You know, it'll make the time go by quicker. And that's one of those queues that you just really feel like you're in New York going up to see Jimmy Fallon in the NBC Tower. So another great, great queue, if you ask me.
And, you know, talking about theming and entertainment and queues, has anybody seen the movie The Blues Brothers?
Yes.
You know, they're there in New York. They perform. They come out in the old cop car. It's great. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. See?
Gotta hold on for copyright.
it's good. And then coming down, you gotta, you know, you got the Minion area.
Whoa. Can't just say the Minion area. What do we got coming? It's something that's opening up this summer. That's something to look forward to for all of our summer travelers. Minionland is coming summer 2023, and it's going to include a ride. It's going to include a restaurant, I believe, a sweet shop, a store.
So you have the Illumination Theater, you have the Villain Con Minion Blast, and then talking about food, because why not on this podcast, we have the Bake My Day, Freeze Ray Pops, the Minion Cafe, and Pop Anana. So it's like, you know, a banana for the Minions.
Oh my god, I just got it. Be do, be do, be do.
I will just say real quick, I am a little peeved that they had to get rid of all the Shrek stuff in order to bring in the Minion.
Donkey was my favorite. Rest in peace.
Yes, the interactions you would have with him.
If you can get him going. But along with the Minionland coming summer of 2023, you've got the Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. And then soaring high above it, you've got the Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, which takes you straight up. But you never actually go upside down.
Now, I gotta ask. Even though Universal does a great job with theming and their lands, what land is Rip Ride Rocket technically in? I need to know this.
Central.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's just next to Minionland towards the beginning of the park, or towards the entrance of the park if you were to come in through City Walk.
Correct.
Glad we got that cleared up.
You know, that's what we're here for. Production Central being the front. And then looping back around, yet again, rest in peace, Woody Woodpecker, Kid Zone.
Aww.
I will miss you. I grew up there. I will miss you. Mm. I'll miss you dearly.
E.T. is still there, though.
Yes, it is.
E.T. is still there for
It's right technically now. In Woody Woodpecker's Kid Land, Kid Zone.
I mean, Universal is just Nostalgia Avenue with everything that they've got there. Mm-hmm.
With the IPs that they have.
Very much.
To draw from.
Yeah.
And then finishing up, almost. We got two more to go. Springfield, home of the Simpsons. Always a great one. However, they took away my favorite attraction, Back to the Future. I love Back to the Future. However, you can still meet Doc Brown at the train and the DeLorean that said just before the land. So you have Kang and Kudos Twirl and Hurl, which I've never hurled off that yet. And then you have, of course, the Simpsons ride, which rest in peace, Back to the Future and Biff. But I digress. And then we're going to finish it up with San Francisco. San Francisco has the Fast and Furious supercharged attraction, which I haven't done. But it took place of, what attraction did it take place of? I can't remember either. If anybody.
Well, is Transformer, is Transformer still up? Did it take over that one?
It's technically in that Production Central. Yeah.
Oh, whoops. I did miss that. It's all good. No worries. But what I wish they still had, since we talk about all the things that they used to have and no longer have, is the Jaws ride, which still exists in Hollywood, over in California, but not at this one. And I've, you know, a lot of scary but also memorable moments on that ride.
I'm pretty sure I cried as a kid.
Who kid didn't? What kid didn't?
That's me, because I didn't get a chance to go on it before it closed.
I'm so sorry. It was a banger.
It was. But it was.
It made way for, you know, bigger and better things. We got the Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Diagon Alley, out of it. So.
And, you know, again, just because I have to be that person, the food selection at Universal is fantastic. You know, every theme, every land has their own food specialties, of course. And little fun fact that I just learned not too long ago, a lot of the lands have their own craft beer specifically made and cured just for that land, where you cannot get it anywhere else. Fun fact. Yep. So, for instance, Jurassic Park, they have the Isla Nubar IPA. Yep. Thank you. No, I think it's Nubar. That's what the... Maybe. I could be butchering it. I just had it. Really, really good. But for all my craft beer fanatics, you can get a good selection of different drinks throughout the parks and food, because I love food, and we need to make sure we discuss that aspect of the parks, because I love to be able to eat and enjoy different things from everywhere, you know, all the different cuisines.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, if you go hungry at any of these, I mean, it could be a Disney destination, it could be a Universal destination, it's your own fault. I mean, the food is there. They have something for everybody.
Literally everybody.
And just to start wrapping things up, I want to mention that Universal Resort does have a couple different special events that you could do. Some include Mardi Gras for the springtime, where you have like a parade, you've got some special concerts, you've got some really cool food that also gets brought out for that time of year, and it's a really, really big event that happens. Then you can get grad bash tickets, or a grad bash event for any seniors in high school. It's a big thing. Again, they close down the parks, kids get to roam free, have a great time, eat, ride rides with no lines. And it's after hours, so it's, you know, a fun time. I remember I did that actually when I was graduating from high school, and it was a great time, very memorable trip. And then last but not least, we have Halloween Horror Nights, Kelton's favorite season of the year.
Nope, not even close.
I love going to Halloween Horror Nights. So if you have any questions or would like to book tickets, I would be more than happy to book those for you and give you all of my tips and screams, because God knows you will absolutely... Oh, thank you. yeah, no, listen, I don't like horror movies, but I love a good Halloween Horror Night themed night, because I love any opportunity to scream and run for my life. And they do a great job with those mazes in the back lots of the Universal Studios theme park. Do you guys want to add anything more?
You'll never see me at Halloween Horror Nights, ever.
Well, and don't forget... I was going to say, don't forget, also at Christmas, you can meet the Grinch.
How could I forget? Yes.
The legendary interactions you can have with him.
Yeah, I totally went over my head to include holidays at the parks, because that is a really big thing.
Because they also celebrate for the families. Christmas, and they have a huge Mardi Gras festival.
Right, yeah. That one's, I think that might be the most popular.
Yeah, they have great concerts, a daily parade.
Well, guys.
We're going to have to come back and dive deeper. We'll do one episode per theme park, and then we may just have to do one on City Walk, because, hello, Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, we're going to have to. The Captain Crunch donut. Oh.
Mm. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
August 20 to 22nd.
Well, on that note, guys, I think that about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears podcast. So I just want to remind our audience to join our Facebook group, Mouse Ears Podcast, or follow us on Instagram at Mouse Ears Blog for all the latest news and episode details. Lastly, if you are interested in having one of our wonderful agents book your next trip, whether that be Universal, any kind of cruise, Disney, just visit fairytalejourneystravel.com or send us a DM. Guys, why don't you let the audience know where they can find you? Kelton?
I'm at on Facebook and Instagram and even TikTok at ftjtravelbykelton.
And I am also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok as well at FTJ by Brooks. You can email me at ftjbybrooks@gmail.com.
And for me, guys, I'm both on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me at FTJ by Stephanie PG. So I guess that about does it for this episode. Have a great night, guys, and we hope to see you real soon.
All right, guys, y'all have a good night.
Buenas noches.